So in Austin, back in 2014, what kind of led me to think that this was an interesting issue was in response to a city council initiative or sort of city management initiative to say that these transportation networking companies or ride-sharing companies like Uber and Lyft, that their services were essentially unlawful as operated, took about the approach in response to the city of saying, well, we're really popular with our customers. We think that law is stupid, if that's really the law. This is my characterization, not Adams or his clients. So we're just going to go ahead and keep picking up rides anyway, and you can give out all the tickets you want until you get tired of all of our happy customers telling you what a bunch of boneheads you're being. And it kind of worked. And now, flash forward a year and a half later, we are in the situation where the council came up with a new rule that tries to allow the ride sharing to proceed, but with certain encumbrances on how they go about clearing their drivers and getting insurance that I think are not tenable as a business matter. And we now have a ballot initiative that's on the ballot for May 7th, the day after our Dallas installment of this conference. So hopefully you'll still be here in Dallas. We have other examples of situations like this where the clients are sort of really pushing the bounds of the law, where, you know, the sort of the business model of your client arguably, you know, is so disruptive that it arguably violates the law. We have the short-term rental business, another sort of sharing economy example.